garden season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a new week and a new day. Today is Monday, powered by the Holy Ghost. From our studio, this is Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. It's good morning from here to you and all yours in the name of Jesus. Child of God, as a new week, we take our lesson which begins from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Bible says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." 5. Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net." 6. When he had done so, they caught so much a large number of fish that their net began to break. Hallelujah. Child of God, firstly, Peter resisted in word by telling Jesus that he, being an experienced fisherman, knowing when, where, and how to fish, he warily let Jesus know that in his effort, he caught nothing. Child of God, in this, Peter didn't know that although he knew where, when, and how to fish, and he had the experience, and he knew how to pick a crew of fishermen to bring in the big catch, but there was one important fisherman he did not have on board that night. That fisherman is Jesus Christ. When Jesus gives us instructions, and if we follow them, things happen. So Peter allowed the situation to dictate his answer. There are lessons to learn from these verses. Lesson number one, you must trust in his word. Yes, Peter said, "Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." Lesson two to learn, the quality of your obedience determines the outcome. Lesson three that you must learn from that verse, always be positive, even when facts are to your disadvantage. Lesson four, which you can learn from that scripture, your experience does not determine the outcome of things. I repeat, your experience does not determine the outcome of things. Lesson 5. Always know that anytime Jesus is in the matter, something great is bound to happen. And I speak into this week, something great is going to happen for your sake, for good, in Jesus' name. So child of God, as you launch out this week, remember Jesus. Invite him and use his word in all situations. Like Peter, expect a great catch, for something good awaits you this week, in Jesus' name. Now spread your hand as one who wants to receive something good. Let's pray. This week, you will break through on all grounds, on all sides, in Jesus' name. This week, you will decree a thing and it shall be established. This week, you will not see failure or embarrassment. This week, I declare things moving in your favor. This week, pleasant surprises are yours. Bible says, whatsoever you say to God's hearing, that he will make happen for you. Hear me, open your mouth and begin to bless yourself. Today, speak into the womb of the week to birth great and wonderful things into your life. I decree that you're launching out today. It will be for blessings and overflowing of testimonies in Jesus' name. Whatsoever you lay your hands upon to do in the fear of the Almighty God, it will flourish and it will prosper in the name of Jesus. Across all fronts, favor shall be your lot. People shall go out of their way to help you and to bless you this week in Jesus' name. I decree good tidings, favor, unlimited testimonies are coming your way in Jesus' name. I pray for all those who sent in prayer requests. Let the hand of Jehovah God Almighty visit your request. I dip those requests by faith into the pool of the blood of Jesus. Let them all receive quick and blessed approval in Jesus' name. Before we round up the podcast today, it's happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and special celebrations today. You are blessed abundantly. Good tidings are yours. Celebration is yours. The glory of the Almighty God cover you today for good in Jesus' name. On behalf of the Hallelujah Everyday podcast family, we say congratulations and many, many, many years of celebration in Jesus' name. A big thank you goes to all our teaming subscribers of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. Thanks for sharing and also for your kind support in keeping the podcast on air across many platforms around the world. By the reason of your effort, the podcast is cutting across so many continents, so many, many platforms around the world. God bless you. God reward you. God answer your good requests in the name of Jesus. Please keep sharing the podcast to help lives and draw people closer to the knowledge of the truth, which is Jesus Christ. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted, but sincerely value your time and feedback. Have a wonderful week ahead. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.